We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes! If you had one shot.
Well, 10 shots, actually.
One opportunity. Yeah.
And then if you make it to the finals, 20.
Or more, yeah.
Or more.
Probably shooting like 50 overall if you make
it. Or would you throw up like Rabbit early in the movie when he's all scared and nervous?
Jack Fritz is shooting free throws right now.
Oh, we're starting, I think, right? Is it go time?
So it's Fritz versus...
Oh, and he gets the roll!
Harold Jensen.
No, it's Pat Carroll.
Oh, first Pat Carroll. Yeah, my fault. All right, so we thank all the celebs for being out here today. We got a great crew. We've talked to some of them on the air, and we'll chronicle the results of the competition as we get going. So the first round is Mike Riesworth versus...
I have a quick a clerical question.
Yes.
What do we do if there's a tie? Is it a shoot-off? We never really discussed...
Yes,
okay,
did.
So it just shot your first miss, or is it five shots or something?
I believe it's then at best of three.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Do we get warm-up shots,
just
or
one.
It's just your cold no. turkey
two
right into it?
Two warm-up shots.
Okay.
Two warm-up shots.
So Jack just made his first shot, but that was not a warm-up shot?
There's a declaration out there of when they begin. It's a little hard for us to see.
It's hard for us to see, but we have referees. Yeah. We actually have referees in ref gear on the court. And this is a serious thing.
Including our caller, Geary.
Shout out to Geary.
You're saying
Rieswick hit
nine out of 10. 90% to start from
all right,
Rieswick.
So now Sue Moran-Levin is going. Sue's got to get to 9 or 10 in order to tie or beat Mike Rieswick, and we'll see how that goes. All right, 215-592. 94-94.
She is in a rhythm.
John, big change yesterday in football. Big change. The kickoff, as we know it, is...
Oh, yeah, massive.
...really now different. So for those that don't know, I mean, this thing... This is going to look so weird on your TV screen.
It's going to feel like Arena League or something when you watch it. Yeah.
So it's
actually, like a different game.
It is
like an entirely different game contained within the game. Forget the days of the kickoffs not being returned. It's now... I don't even know. Like a new arcade process every time they kick.
Well, the kick returner still has to choose to come out of the end zone or not. So there is that reality. But
yes,
for those that don't know, the new alignment, and this is very strange, comes from the XFL. So, you know, sometimes, you know, I think the three-point shot, I believe, came from the ABA in the 70s.
I think you're right.
Sometimes other leagues come up with an idea, and then the main league's like, oh, pretty good idea. This structure is really different. The kicking team, other than the kicker, the kicking team will have its 10 players 5 yards away from where the receiving team lines up its players all the way down around the 30-yard line of something. Or the
except for the returner.
Except for the returner. Or a couple guys.
Or a couple guys. But so it's basically a line of people versus a line of
correct.
People. Right? It's really a
what they're trying
thing.
To do, and this actually does make
it makes
a lot
sense.
Of sense. They are trying to avoid massive collisions in order to limit injuries.
Wow. We have our first upset of the tournament. 10 for 10.
Sue
Mike Rieswick has gone down.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Rieswick, get up. Rieswick, get
up. A 9 out of 10, and he goes down.
Hold on. So Sue Moran-Levin. Let's hear it for Sue Moran-Levin. 10 out of 10. All right, Rieswick.
From Ireland.
We got to get Rieswick over here because, I mean, I feel bad for my man. I'm going to be in this.
I saw the miss. I saw the miss. It was a momentous miss.
Holy mackerel.
He just told me he was worried about getting upset.
All right, poor Rieswick. He goes 9 out of 10 and loses.
I was in trouble.
It's tough, man. You can't do better and lose it.
She's not the all-time leading scorer at St. Joe's by missing foul shots.
that's unbelievable. All right, so great job by her. Great job by you, 9 out of 10. Mike, thanks for being back here again.
My pleasure. Thanks for having
me. So how irritating, I mean, you were like, this is the ultimate one and done. I mean, you're
done. Yeah, well, when my name was picked out of the hat first and she was second yesterday, I knew I was in for battle.
No.
Yeah.
So was it your last shot that you missed?
My ninth shot.
Ninth shot.
Yeah. And yeah. I knew it was over.
Wow, he just knew.
I want to apologize that it's over so soon, but I'm about to have to apologize to someone else soon. But
we're about, yes, we actually can.
Joe's actually...
Go ahead.
Joe's feeling good that you're no longer an
opponent. Oh, that's for sure.
A potential opponent.
Sue is going to school you now, too, Joe.
I got knocked out by the champ here.
All right, speaking of champs, Mike, let's get your college basketball opinion here. Tournament obviously going on. Is it UConn this year?
I don't see how they get beat. You know, they do it on both ends of the court. You know, and it's just they're like a well-oiled machine.
They are unbelievable.
So is a repeat just the tip of the iceberg? Are we talking about like we should open our minds to even bigger goals?
You know, nowadays with
bigger goals, what are we, UConn fan? Knock that off. Bigger goals.
With the portal, you never know, and just anything can happen with the transfer portal. You don't know who's on your team from year to year, but. Yeah. You know, if there's anything close to a dynasty now, it certainly could be them.
Yeah, there's something. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here today. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it from Mike Vreeswijk, one of the great Temple players of all time. Although, unfortunately, for him, not good enough to be Sue Moran Lavin today.
Joe, we have another final as Pat Carroll has expectedly ousted Jack Fritz, a 10-8 showing.
Wow.
Jack did good. Jack did well. 80% is strong. Better than Joe will do.
Like, no big deal.
You know, but Pat Carroll was just like, no
Carroll,
problem.
10 out of 10.
And it's like with ease.
Like
man.
It was nothing.
Yeah. Like the ball, it's like the ball just wants to go through the
I'm in serious
it's
trouble.
It's so
there.
Pretty when
so we really,
he shoots it.
We can't make fun of Fritz who goes 8 out of 10.
No, he did. That's strong work.
Good
job.
Great work, Jack.
Credit to Jack.
All right. So back to
I'm impressed.
Back to the kickoff thing. So one thing that's. There's a lot different about it, but one thing that is different. If a team wants to kick an onside kick moving forward, you must declare before the kickoff that we are kicking an onside kick, which means unless they change this rule in future years, the surprise onside kick is no more. Wow. It will never, unless they change the rule back, the surprise onside kick will never happen again. So in honor of that, you know, sort of a little bit disappointing thing, let's listen to the most exciting onside kick in Eagles history.
The whistle blows. Akers approaches the ball. And he kicks goes for an onside kick, and it's recovered by the Eagles. Damian Douglas on the football, and the Eagles have it at the 42.
I mean, it's done. The pickle juice thing. And how
the Cowboys?
It's the Cowboys. Yeah. Pickle juice 2000. Like, there will never again be a surprise onside kick. And John, you remember that?
Until the rules change.
Well, I don't think it will be. That changed the Super Bowl. Because remember,
yeah,
the Saints,
Sean Payton.
Saints did that to the Colts.
That was my first thought. Yeah. That and pickle juice. Yep.
Unbelievable.
It feels like a surprise onside kick has a place in NFL lore like once every 5 years, maybe. Maybe more. It doesn't feel like it's too big a loss.
Every kickoff will now be like a pooch punt.
It kind of is. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Conklin with us here, all the voices. Let's get to Bryce. He's calling from Wilmington. Bryce, good morning, buddy.
Yo, guys. How you doing today?
Doing great, Bryce.
Yeah, so I just I'm kind of just getting on here to talk a little bit about the Phillies, man. I'm super pumped for the season, man. I got really high expectations. The Montgomery trade bums me out a little bit, signing bummed me out a little bit. But I don't know. I still think we're in a very good position to win the division.
Well, look, they got a legitimate shot, there's no doubt. I mean, I'll give you my official pick tomorrow, but I'll just say I'm leaning toward a team with A.B. in their initials. But it doesn't mean the Phillies can't beat the Braves. I mean, they certainly can. And they've proven the last couple of years, as have many teams in baseball the last bunch of years, you don't have to win a division in order to win the World Series. You don't have to have the best record in baseball. I mean, look at the Diamondbacks. James, what were they last year? How many
84 wins last year. 84.
It's a different world now in baseball.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not really too worried about them winning the division either, because I kind of like the idea of them not really taking any time off. But do you guys think that you think they'll be aggressive during the trade deadline at all?
Well, yes, probably. If they need to be. Yeah. I do feel as though this team's going to go out and find what they need. It's their window.
Bryce, it's hard to say until you know who got injured and what spots they got to replace. But do I think they'll make some moves? Sure, of course. All right, Bryce, give me an answer. Who or what owns something once a year? Best answer wins the Phillies tickets.
How about Santa Claus and Christmas?
Has already been said. Give me a different answer.
How about Star Wars in May 4th?
Has already been said. You get one more shot.
Oh, man. How about the Easter Bunny and Easter?
You got it, my man. Bryce, appreciate the call. James, what do you got?
So we have another a matchup final here as John Clark and Mike Quick squared off. Mike Quick easily sliding in the second round. Quick 70%, John Clark a 30% score.
Okay. So Mike Quick tossed up his last one like it didn't even matter.
Yeah, he knew he had won. Yeah, so
it was in the bag.
So would you say John Clark's 3 out of 10 means we have our first person we can make fun of?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It was like a runaway.
I mean, here's the thing, too. It's impossible to make fun of John for anything. So, you know, why not this, right?
Mean,
you know, we found the one thing that John can't
say it like it is. He shoots like a girl.
Oh, no. All right,
two-handed.
So Quick will go on to face Devin.
Devin, that
That'll
is correct.
That'll be against you. Good luck in that.
Oh,
that's a good one, Devin, we got coming on.
Sorry.
All right, we'll
sorry
see.
About that.
And we still got in the first round Mark Zoller versus Jaron Reed, and they might be shooting right now.
I believe
right,
they are.
215-592-9494. Let's talk to Steve. He's calling from Pensauken. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Steve?
Just real quick on the Phillies. I think we're definitely going to beat the Braves this year. We're going to win the division. Wheeler and Nola are going to give us what we expect, but I think Ranger and Christopher Sanchez are going to give us much more than we personally expect from both of them, enough to allow us to win the division this year.
I love that idea. I just saw Devin airball a free throw, though. Man.
You just got orange.
She had a better second shot.
All right, Steve, go ahead, Mel. What were you saying?
No, I was just saying I think we're going to win the division this year.
I think Wheeler, it's doable, Steve. And, mm-hmm. Look, we were behind 14 games. They were out in the lead. We are a better team. I can't imagine that the way the postseason has gone the last 2 years falls on deaf ears and eyes. They know that we've gotten them when they needed it most. That has to sit wrong with them. They have to, you know, question their ability to beat us when it matters. And I think we've improved our team. We can go out there. We can win this division. It's not an impossibility. But that Braves team is, you know, they're worth their salt. It's going to take some doing.
Hey, go ahead, Steve.
One thing with the Braves, the last 2 years that we beat them also coincides with the first 2 years of them not having Freddie Freeman. I know Matt Olson's a good player, but Freddie Freeman is a Philly killer.
Well, he was. There's no doubt. Steve, give me a great answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
Flowers own Valentine's Day.
No, that's good. You think something else?
Jewelers.
Cupid? Oh, jewelers is probably a good answer.
Probably own it a little bit more. All right, we'll talk to Mike Quick in a moment. Devin and Mike Quick going with their competition
maybe
right now.
Maybe florists?
Maybe. All right, let's talk to TR in Winfield right now. Hi, TR.
Hey, everybody.
What's up, TR?
Hey, bud.
Not much, man. I'm just thinking about tonight's game, man. It's like we need to keep the intensity up, man. I don't want to see Harden and them coming in and beat us tonight, man. And that's all my concern. Our shot selection is crazy. We need to wait till everybody gets down the court.
It's because the Sixers players aren't good.
Well, they're good. I think they're pretty good. Just that their shot selection just up. They don't know when to shoot and when to hold back and just wait for everybody to get up court and just. It gets to a point.
All right, I need to ask a question to our panel here.
Yeah. Yes.
True or false? The Sixers without Embiid only have one player who's an above average starter.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, next question. True or false? Without Embiid, the Sixers only have one player that's above average.
No, hold on. That's false because Tyrese Maxey is an above average.
That's what he's
starter.
Saying. Yes. Saying other than Maxey.
Other than Maxey.
Yes. All right, so second question is that's for starters.
Yeah.
Do they only have one above average player?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, maybe Oubre's
it's
average.
Close. Yeah,
like is Tobias Harris no longer average?
I don't think so anymore. I think he's slightly.
You think he's
below.
A below average?
I think he's
NBA
well, he
player.
Can
like,
be
slightly
average.
Below average. Yeah,
that's astounding.
It's astounding.
I think you're playing too much. You need a rest.
All right, TR, we need your answer, my man. Give me what you got here for who or what owns something once a year.
Christmas tree entrepreneurs, Christmas tree businesses.
You got it, my man. TR, appreciate the phone call. All right, let's welcome back Devin, who just played. I'm not sure the result. And Mr. Michael Quick, who I'm assuming Mike won, but let's find out. Devin, how many did you make, Devin?
Well, let's just say Quick only had to shoot, what, two? he made two, and then he literally mercy ruled me. That's good.
Did you shoot first, Devin?
Yeah.
All right, so Mike Quick with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you.
One of the great Eagles players of all time, great announcer. So, Mike, you just so I understand it, you took two shots, you made two, and you said, I'm resting my arm for the next round?
Listen,
that's a boss move,
I haven't picked
man.
Up a basketball in 15 years. So for me to take too many shots.
That's impressive.
I know I'm just going to run out of gas. So if I've got other rounds that I have to, I'd rather
this
just risk
myself.
This is
a true competitor right
this
here.
This is load management
Dude,
right
he's
now.
He's,
nice.
He's playing to
I've
win
been at this
is
a
what
long
he's doing
time.
Here, you know?
I'm an old guy.
Yeah, he's trying
yeah,
to
budget.
Win.
Take your time, Mike.
So, Mike, I took some shots at you over the last couple
oh,
weeks.
Oh, yeah, you did.
That's
you,
okay.
You didn't hear any of that, right?
No.
Good. Thank you. That's good. Yeah.
You think he
the
lessens?
The face tells Listen, a different story.
I can tell you this. You might be the hammer, but on the basketball court, you don't have a chance against me.
Yes! Well,
yes!
We,
cut
we,
that
I
audio,
this. We
Justin,
shall see in
you.
The next couple minutes.
Loving it.
All right, so, Mike, your next competition, you go against the winner of Pat Carroll and Michael Barkan.
All right, now that now it gets real.
It does get real.
When you start
yeah.
talking about
okay.
Pat Carroll,
what's that supposed to
these guys,
mean?
These guys,
what's that supposed to mean, Mike?
I mean,
come on.
You
oh,
got
Devin,
one, Devin.
Devin
eh?
I'm sorry.
I got close.
I knew I didn't get to see oh. a lot of them, but I knew it wasn't going great when she made one and the entire crowd cheered. I was like, oh, not great. Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, I appreciate that.
Mike, let's get one Eagles question to you here, at least one. Different options at third receiver. Obviously, Quez is gone. We know AJ and Devontae. It's an incredible tandem. They signed Devontae Parker. The Eagles also signed, help me out, who's the other
Paris
guy?
Campbell.
Paris Campbell.
Yep.
Who's the third receiver?
I think it's Parker. If you can get Parker to do what he's done, then I think he's a really good third option. But, you know, this thing will play out in training camp, and we'll have a lot of fun with it because they're not going to be the only receivers in the line. There are going to be other people that they bring in, probably in the latter part of the draft. They may even draft a receiver. Yeah. So, we're going to have some options and some guys that we'll look at all summer long. And, you know, we'll talk about this a lot. But I do believe that with the two guys that they just signed, if either one of those guys can really come up, then you've got your third receiver.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly
Devontae,
the hope. Yeah.
Devontae Parker, the top end
no doubt.
Version, it could be an elite level of talent.
Yes.
Why hasn't he shown that?
Except against the Eagles in 2019 when he caught every pass. In the
he did have a big day against oh the Eagles.
It was unbelievable,
then.
Yeah.
But why hasn't it been consistent, Mike?
Well, you know that there are always circumstances when you're not in the right place and you're not allowed to show your talent, your skills, and it could just simply be that. Hmm. And if he gets back to the level that we know we've seen him play, then you really got a player at the third receiver spot.
CJ GJ, it certainly surprised me.
You said one question.
Well,
come on, I know the hammer.
CJ, I know, I break the rules all the time. I'm going to be stepping over the free throw line. I'm going to be telling people.
Well, then it's going to count as a miss.
I know. All right, CJ GJ. Yeah. It shocked me. Not from when the news started getting out that it could happen, but you put yourself back in November, December. Does it shock you they went back there? I mean, I'm thrilled about it, but I certainly didn't see it coming.
It's not shocking because you know that they needed to enhance that position. You know that they need to bring in players. I'm probably pleased that he was available, that they were able to work things out because we saw the playmaker that he can be. And in the system that he's going to be playing in, he'll have a chance to be that playmaker once again.
Yeah, and Saquon, I mean, your thoughts on that unusual financial commitment for the Eagles. I'm stretching this out.
What a laugh, John.
I agree with you. Mike was giving me the
one more.
One question?
Yeah, one
like,
more.
He said one question.
Live radio. Live radio.
Yeah.
Saquon, what do you make of Saquon?
I love that move.
Saquon makes this a different team, doesn't he?
I'm with that. I absolutely love
it. It really
that
does.
Move. Yeah.
Transforms yeah. this so offense.
So the fact that he can catch the ball out of the backfield, not to mention all the other things that he's capable of doing, I think it makes the offense just a more dynamic offense. You're not taking one guy off the field because you need a pass blocker in who can also catch the ball. Saquon can do all of these things. So it doesn't telegraph what you want to do as an offense.
Mike, we appreciate being here, man. Very, very much. Please, if you go
you
have
any
it,
more
man.
Questions,
take it easy.
So far, I'm loving it.
Take it easy on me. If we go, all right, there he is,
please
the great, Mike Quick, 215-592-9494. What Laurie said yesterday about retaining Sirianni. If you miss it, we'll play that audio again. Phone line certainly there for you again on all of these topics. 215-592-9494, which includes James Harden. We'll get to our poll result on Ben Simmons or James Harden. Who you dislike more? We'll get to that. And the free throw shooting competition continues. We'll get to the result of who wins before the end of the show. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is, of course, 94. WIP. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook and how you can win, and you can win big with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because they let you bet on every game of the tournament. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. That's the FanDuel Sportsbook with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Easy to sign up for, easy to navigate from game to game, league to league. And, of course, with the tournament going on, new customers, this is a great deal, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines, over, under, whatever it might be. You can, of course, even pick who's going to win it all. So lock in with FanDuel.com/hammer. That's the website for the very best deals all the time. FanDuel.com/hammer to bet college hoops until the nets are cut down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, full court frenzy is in full effect. And I got to tell you, Pat Carroll seems like a problem. Not going to lie. St. Joe's Pat Carroll, we knew this 20 years ago. He can shoot. So we'll see who ultimately cuts down the nets here, so to speak. All right, N'Kobe Dean is just about to start here, and he is who I will compete against. We'll watch N'Kobe go, and then I'll jump out of here and get back at it with my free throw shooting. We'll see how.
Are you nervous?
There's a little bit.
Good.
Man, N'Kobe has a really nice, smooth stroke.
That was your fault, John, I think. I think he just looked at you and was like, why are you talking about me when I'm shooting
like
right now?
I
didn't like that one bit. If only you knew what you do when Joe's shooting, you know?
Gorgeous spin on that thing.
There's a good stroke. Amazing. All right, let's go to the phones in the meantime. Let's talk to Ruth right now, calling from Drescher. Hi, Ruth.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, Ruth.
And my favorite buddy, Joe. How are you?
Hello, Ruth.
Well, I meant Conklin.
Oh.
Ah, Ruth! Yes! Cut that audio!
Take all the time you need, Ruth.
But, Rhea, I hope you yelled at Joe after he made the shoots like a girl comment, especially with Sue Lavin standing there.
She actually did. She did.
No, Sue's amazing. I was like, please, stop.
I know, really. More, you should use like shoots like Angelo. That might make me.
That's funny.
All right, so
seven.
We have a score.
N'Kobe got 70.
Wow. Oh, Joe, so you actually have a chance.
Joe
here. Oh,
is
he's
up.
All right, here we go.
Ruth, give me an answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
Fireworks on the 4th of July.
That's
pretty
a good
answer right
yeah.
there. Yeah, fireworks on the 4th of July. All right, let me go do.
All right, here he comes.
Right,
it's go time. Scram. Like,
right,
beat the hammer. Right. Leave the set.
Ruben Amaro coming on set
big
right
time
now.
Upgrade on the set as Ruben Amaro takes your spot. As it's go time. We finally made it to Joe DeCamera shooting some free throws. All the pomp and circumstance leading up to it. We've made it. Ruben, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing great.
Good?
I'm a little embarrassed, though.
Yeah, it happens, man.
You're a little embarrassed by
your shooting?
I
thought it was by his pants.
I'm not.
Well,
pants,
you know, here's
my
the thing.
My nephew's pants.
You came in not expecting to win, so it's okay.
Absolutely,
you know, if you're coming, you know, to talk a lot of crap like a hammer and you screw up, then you should feel embarrassed. You should. You just came to hang out.
It's very true.
I
got beat up by Mr. Brazier. Fun and games.
That's
the most embarrassing.
Is this Joe's first official
you
shot?
You should be embarrassed, by the way. And you know, there we go.
That was Joe's shot. Joe is one for one. He's through the
practice shots.
As he goes in there, yep, two
now
for
he's
two.
Two for two.
Wow, that's some strong.
I feel as though we got Nakobe here. John Nakobe.
I hope he gets his whistle.
Nakobe made
and
seven.
Nakobe made seven.
Okay. Yep.
Nakobe is seven in his back pocket. Joe is now 3 for 3.
He's looking all right so far. There it is.
There's had to do a little whistle.
Oh,
get that whistle going. That's
to mess with him.
Nakobe getting a little nervous here with this one. Uh-oh, there it is.
He's sort of locked in.
It's a mic drop moment.
Yeah, here it is. Oh, wow. The hammer coming in hot today.
Nakobe is making a good play.
Yeah, this is it. There it is. And the shot is up. Oh!
First miss. First miss.
So we're at about five of six. Is
hey, Nakobe made a good point. He can't control whether Joe misses or not. I feel as though we can't control if you make a little noise right now.
Nope.
Okay,
nope.
There we
go. Locked back in. He got himself locked back in.
He did. He knocked
he's
that down.
He's somehow staying more.
Yeah. Oh, that one works.
That is mean.
I know.
John Ritchie,
I know.
Just mean.
No.
Sorry about that. What are we at right now?
What a partner.
The hammer!
There we go. He still made it. And so I think this is the big shot. I think
this is the big shot.
Separator.
Yeah!
It's either going to be a shootout
he's
or he's
the
moment of truth.
Now.
Yeah! Must make this shot.
Time out!
He's being right.
He did it! The hammer!
Hammer
how
time!
Got it! Look at that!
Look at that!
What a miracle that was.
Wow.
How about that?
Very impressive.
Yeah, the only time Joe will ever beat a professional athlete at anything.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yes, that's good work. Get,
Joe,
let's get
congratulations.
Him on the mic.
That's a valiant, valiant performance by both.
That's how you do.
Thank you.
The three-time pocketball
Let me thank
champion.
Nakobe Dean for being here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's
very cool.
Shout out to
Nakobe Dean
for participating, and he did you a good job. So now Joe has to go against Harold Jensen. So
I think Nakobe had better rhythm with his
Nakobe
stroke,
absolutely
too.
looked like a better shooter. It was just an off day.
I don't like to give
seven out of eight. Yeah. 7 out of 8 compared to 8 out of 8. I believe Nakobe's the winner.
Well, 7 out of 10 as opposed to 8 out of 10. Yeah. Like
oh, my bad.
That was a good logic.
Boy, there's some
Try to rearrange the numbers. Nakobe looked like
right,
the better shot.
All right, so let's set the stage for where we're at right now. Somehow, miraculously, John Brazier has made it through to the semifinals. Brazier taking an easy bracket and finding his way through. So Brazier is one of our finalists. He will face the winner of Harold Jensen versus Joe DeCameron, and then Ashley Howard and Pat Carroll will square off in the other semifinal. Unsurprisingly, who I picked to win, Pat Carroll, looking pretty good right now.
All right, at least I avoided the shame. Like, if I lose in the next round, it's not so shameful. But we'll continue to the, what are we, in the Elite Eight now,
I believe. In the Elite Eight.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Bam. He's calling from Upper Darby. Good morning, Bam.
What's up, Hammer? Congratulations. Yo, I'm rooting for you, bro. I took you on John Johnson show. I told him the camera's going to win the whole thing.
Oh,
wow. Well, thank
you. No. You get on that?
You're probably wrong, but thank you.
Yep. But look, I'm excited for tomorrow. Ooh. I'm going to be at the game Friday for the Sophie's game Friday. I hope I can win these tickets for the day, though.
Well, we'll find out if you can. All right, what do you got on the Phillies, my man?
All right, listen. We're going to win. I said it on Hugh Douglas show, and I said it on Josh's show. We're going to go 120.
120? Why don't you just go 162, Bam? 162-0 for the Phils. 120.
All right,
Bam, trivia question for you. I'm going to mail you $100 if you get this right. Which team in baseball history won the most regular season games, and which team was it?
Regular season.
$100 on the line right now. Which team?
Dodgers.
No, that's wrong.
Nope.
Seattle?
Do I get that? Yeah, it's Seattle.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, but James, you don't get the $100.
How about me? I said it.
Well, you don't get the $100 either. All right, Bam, give me an answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
All right, me, you, Joe Wechter, and Joe Cochran share the same day, March 19th, St. Joseph's Day.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's I like that. All right, let's get to today's Twitter.
Wow, you got a shot, buddy.
Harold, all right,
eight out of ten for
Harold. Had some
yeah.
Some loopy.
Let's get Harold. Let's get Harold over
let's
here
get
for
Harold
a moment.
In here,
bad
yeah.
breaks. All right, let's get him over here. Harold Jensen, 8 for 10, which is that's doable. It's not insurmountable.
I shot better when we were away.
One court.
You shot better April 1st, 1980. Let's hear it for Harold Jensen, ladies and gentlemen. Villanova national champion, a runner up last year here with our competition when we were at the Palestra. So Harold, you just shot 8 for 10. Does that put you? Do you feel a little nervous given the Hammer's clear excellence?
Oh, God.
I am.
Okay.
I am. I can feel my legs are a little wobbly.
Oh, no.
It's happening.
Oh, no. Exactly what Joe likes hearing.
All right. I'll be shooting this. And Harold, let me say thank you for doing this, man.
My pleasure.
I mean, again,
always great to be involved.
Reminder to everyone, we're raising a lot of money for the fight against cancer. PhillyCVC.org is the website. PhillyCVC.org. Very easy. When you get on their website, there's a donate now button. Very easy. And please, you know, as generous as you can be, as we try, we're all affected one way or the other, whether it's directly at us or with loved ones with cancer. So please donate if you can. Harold, thanks, pal.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right, let's go to today's Twitter poll question of the day.
Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Certified service, ArminChevy.com.
All right, today's poll question is, who do you dislike more? Now, we got two choices as James Harden is in town to play against the 76ers tonight. A, James Harden. B, Ben Simmons. Let's all go on the record ourselves. Devin, you start. Ben or James, who do you dislike more?
James Harden, absolutely.
Let's get your microphone on there. Go ahead, Devin.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
James Harden, absolutely. Ben Simmons is injured most of the time anyways, so he's not really – and the Nets aren't a threat.
Yep.
Where the Clippers are actually good, so it hurts more. So definitely James Harden.
Seltzer, Ben or James?
It's still Ben, but James is a lot closer than I ever thought anyone would get, a Philly athlete-wise.
Ray?
It's 100% Ben Simmons. That was supposed to be the other generational piece that they were going to win multiple championships with, and he just didn't have the intestinal fortitude, I'll put it that way.
Richie?
I think it's – I can't believe I hate someone more than Ben. Ben somehow – because of intentions, I think James Harden has moved past Ben in hateability.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I actually would go James also, but it's close. It's really close. All right, James, I know you got the poll result. What do we got here today? As John takes a guess, poll result, Ben or Ben disliked more?
Oh, geez. 50-50. This is as close as it gets, right?
No, it's not. It is 77% Ben Simmons.
Wow.
Easy win for Ben.
Okay.
Yeah.
But 3-2 in our panel. Shocking. All right, I got to go shoot. I got to go beat Harold Jensen.
All right, coming up in one minute, we're going to get you Joe DeCamera shooting.
So how's that bracket? Why not live bet all the tournament games on the Bet Park Sportsbook app? Bet while you watch the action. This is the best time of the year. College hoops hysteria, plus baseball and golf are back. Bet Parks is an official betting operator of the PGA Tour. Download the only sportsbook app I ever recommend, the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app, and get in on the tournament action. Plus, play all your favorite casino games, too. Bet parlays, teasers, over-unders, and more. Make futures bets right now on who wins it all. New users, make your first winning $10 sports bet. Get $125 in sportsbook bonus back. The Bet Parks app is the only casino and sports betting app that I use myself and that I recommend. It's safe, secure, and easy to use. BetParks.com has the terms and conditions. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, or Maryland. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
On. There we go. The hammer has missed one of two. So he made his first, got to roll the second, has bounced out. This is it. He's got to hit 80%. And it goes in. Uh-oh.
Okay.
He's been responding to the whistling pretty well this time.
Only one whistle has led to a miss.
He cannot miss again without potential.
Hey, Joe, come here.
And this is good to go.
Man.
Wow, he is now 3-for-4. Still has a chance here against Harold Jensen. As Harold gave him a shot. Harold might have just been nice and missed a couple for him. Here is the shot. It is good.
Do you
so
think
we are 4-for-5 now? As So in the other bracket, we have a massive matchup. As Hammer hits it again, is that, I believe that's 5-6, 6-7?
5-of-6.
5-of-6 for the Hammer as he continues here. 5-of-6.
Oh,
big miss. 5-of-7.
Guys, we are now
one
in
more
a
miss.
Tie
and
eight.
So he has to
scenario.
Go 3-for-3 here to tie Harold Jensen. First of those is good. He has to go 2-for-2. The pressure is on.
This is intense.
For the Hammer right now.
Scrutiny.
Two
on
shots.
Joe DeCamera.
He nailed it. Oh, buddy, we are coming down to the final shot
coming
here.
Down
as a chance
to the wire.
Tie. Harold, he's doing it again.
He's going
to
be
he's
incorrigible.
He's getting the crowd involved again. Here it is. This is a big shot for the Hammer.
Timeout.
He's lining up the shot. It's up. It's good. We have a three-shot battle. Yeah, tiebreaker. And on the other court,
by
the way,
to a tiebreaker.
In our semifinal match on the other court, Pat Carroll and Ashley Howard did not miss any free throws, so they are now shooting three-pointers.
This is
unbelievable. That's how dominant those two have been over there. It is a three-point off because they didn't miss any. They went 10 for 10, 3 for 3. So we got a fun one going over there. All right, Harold Jensen, here we go. He will have three shots. Three shots. The Hammer will have three shots. Here we go. Harold stepping in the line. First one. Nailed it. One for one for Harold Jensen.
Harold is so quick.
One
oh,
for
these
one.
Are warm-up. These are
warm-up
shots.
Oh,
warm-up.
Okay, my fault. It's two warm-up. I forgot. All right, so good. That was a warm-up.
Okay, good.
That was a warm-up. No, it was a warm-up, right? Yeah, now it's just real.
Yep, you get
no, that
warm-up.
Was real?
No, what?
Oh, so there are no...
So are these
no.
Fewer warm-ups now?
I don't know. Here we go. Wow, he banked the last
thing.
So Harold
just
only got
one.
So oh,
won,
no.
Harold went one
no! Harold, no. Oh, you're just being too nice giving the Hammer a break here. Is the Hammer.
Joe's shooting.
That's the warm-up,
so he just
right?
has to go 50%. That was, oh, that was the warm-up. Okay, so it counts now. We're getting thrown off. They went from one to two warm-up, two to one. Here we go.
Is
all
official.
Right.
We're
this
off
is
the
official.
Air.
As here we go. The Hammer scared me there. All right, here's the shot. He made
and
it.
And it's good.
He
it
made
rattled
it.
Around
one more,
a bit,
and the Hammer will move
in.
On to face John Brazier in the semifinals. Here it is. He's in. Oh. The Hammer has shocked the world and taken down Harold Jensen.
Brazier shocked the world.
Yeah, that's true, too. Is this a bigger upset than 1985, Harold Jensen himself? I don't know.
I'm like Caesar on his
it
ass.
It might be. It might be a bigger
oh my
upset.
God, he's running.
It
oh
might
my
be
God.
A big
he's
running
he's
around
taking
the
a
crowd.
Victory lap.
He's running around in front of his family
wow.
over there.
This is all right, so John Brazier, we are now in the semifinals here. It is the Hammer versus Brazier. Brazier shooting. He's already missed. I mean, luck, the Hammer got through Jensen. Oh, that was the warm-up. So
but
here
remember,
he is, Hammer. Unbelievable what's going on here.
Five words, ladies and gentlemen. Ice water in my veins.
Oh, wow. Dude, look at him. You're into
no,
it.
That's
good. You get so competitive.
That's the Hammer.
I love it.
That's an 85 villain. So, that's the honor, Harold Jensen.
Just
ice
so you know what happened on the other court while you were shooting, Pat Carroll, Ashley Howard missed zero free throws, went 13 for 13, had to do three-point shots.
Wow.
Ashley Howard, has upset Pat Carroll to go to the finals. It is Ashley Howard versus the winner of John Brazier and Joe DeCamera here.
So three left?
It's just you and Brazier here, and then whoever wins this goes to the finals to face Ashley Howard.
Who beats Sue?
Huh?
Who
you
beats
get
Sue?
Beaten.
I mean,
by
Ashley Howard is yet to miss a free throw, I believe.
Wow.
So,
hey,
you know.
Joe, how did you get in the same bracket as John Brazier? Did you rig that?
That's a good point.
He's a hockey player.
I will say, tough break for Pat Carroll, not missing a free throw and still losing the free throw competition.
I don't love that this goes to a 3-point contest. I want to be clear. That rule is not.
Well, Joe, you're
made
on.
I think that was just decided in the moment by those guys.
Joe, I have my contention.
Oh, I'm sure you do, buddy.
All right, time's yours up ahead in a moment. Also, right now, coming up in 1 minute is Time's Yours. You already did it?
You're good, buddy.
We're good
We're
to go.
We're all over that, man. I got that done. All right. The camera is up. The Hammer's up. What did Brazier get right there, Mike Angelina?
Two.
Are
we cranking up Time's Yours? What are we doing here?
I mean, are we doing the final of the...
All right, well, let me just say Time's Yours, ordinarily, would be brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile, now with the best price for two lines of unlimited. So no Time's Yours specific audio segment today, but we'll, of course, resume that tomorrow.
So you just have to make three here, and then you're in the final against Ashley Howard here.
All right, let me go do what I got to do.
This is perfect timing here. This is well played out here as can he do it? I can't believe this.
This is a formality. This is a formality. Yeah. It really, he will make three. We might as well just start with Ashley
in
the finals.
Should we just, say Brazier
lost? We know he's
going to
make these.
Yeah, he will. He's taking one practice shot now.
Why?
Yeah, it's a good point. Can we just, that's why. I guess that's why, Rhea. All right, so here we go. This one counts, I believe, as here comes the shot. He just has to make three to advance to the final round.
Oh, no good.
Well, can you imagine if you lost like this? If my man only got 2 out of 10, that would be amazing.
I can dream.
All right, here we go. Shots up. He nailed
it.
All right, so he just needs a couple more. He's 1 for 2 right now as the Hammer. Unbelievably.
He's going to be unbearable, James.
Oh, my God, I know.
Okay,
I know.
I'm warning everyone.
I know. I'm starting to get worried. I told him he could cut down the nets and I would take the heat for that. I'm a little nervous. Villanova, I'm sorry about that.
Okay, he's through.
He is through. All right, is that it?
Yeah.
So you're good. You're in. You won. Yeah, John only got two. All right, so we have a final matchup of Ashley Howard somehow versus Joe DeCamera. Again, nothing that has happened in sports in the last 20 years is as shocking as we are about.
Unbelievable.
It just doesn't. It It doesn't feel fair.
It doesn't feel
it's
real.
Not. The cat is upset.
Jensen, you know? The cat is upset.
Yeah. Harold belongs in this final.
I mean,
Joe is upset the Villanova mascot.
Yeah, again, I mean, you know, we Villanova, the author of one of the greatest upsets in the history of sports. And here on a Villanova court, we could potentially see another shocking upset.
I am the greatest thing to ever come from Philly.
Now, the issue he has is that.
Was that a practice shot or was that an official
shot? Ashley Howard has been very on point with his shots today. So he's going.
So he's now 2 for 2. And are we going 10 or 20?
I'm not sure. What is the final?
He's shooting 20.
20 shots.
He's now 3 for 3.
This is good.
And Ashley has an incredibly consistent,
smooth form,
smooth stroke. This thing is spinning so fast, and it's
got
wow.
the arc to the it. Arc
yeah, this is a problem. Perfect. This is a problem. He's 5 for 5.
I think he's going to go 20 for 20.
Yeah, this is not good. Almost air-racking there, yeah.
Rod Lakin, why didn't you as the program director eliminate Ashley from being able to be in this competition? I could have used a little bit of help from the P-Day.
Yeah.
All right, Ashley. Ashley, truly.
Just shrugged and just went back to what he was doing. That was great.
This is so remarkable
like
to
I'm
watch.
I'm not even humoring this.
All right, while Ashley shoots, let's get a call in here. Let's talk to Scott in West Deptford. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, ladies
Scott,
and
what's
gentlemen.
Up? Hey, buddy.
The Phils. I think if they win a division, it shows in the last few years that winning the division throws off your mechanics, throws off everything that you if you're especially
a little bit.
High,
yeah, there's some know? Evidence of that. Dodgers have struggled, you know, with the bye and. I think last year, three of the four teams lost.
I like seeing them going into that wild card game and dominating with Wheeler and Aaron Nola.
To be clear, though, when the Astros won the World Series 2 years ago, they didn't play in that wild card round.
Right. Yeah.
And I think they were undefeated, James, entering the World Series.
They were. Now, last year, the Rangers did play in the wild card round and went on to win the World Series as well. So, you know, it can go both ways. Ooh, we got a miss.
He missed one. Missed
Ashley
one.
Missed his 13th shot.
Well, that doesn't bode well. I mean, it's one shot. It's,
yeah, well, you know.
I'm in serious trouble.
12 of 13.
All right, Scott, we got to start turning two right now. Give me who or what owns something once a year.
Did anyone say Mother's Day?
It has been said. Give me a different answer.
Okay. I got nothing. My daughter's a nurse, so I'll say National Nurses Day.
There you go. Nice answer. All right, we're turning two. We're moving fast. By the way, let me give a shout-out to Will of God, who's over here. He's been bugging me all show to say, Will of God's in the house. Will of God, good seeing you. All right, we turn two quickly. Let's get to Rashid in West Chester. Rashid, give me an answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
NFL Draft Day.
NFL Draft Day is
huge
a good
answer.
One. That is
a
big
great
answer. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer here. For who or what owns something.
I like the Super Bowl as the answer.
Snoop Dogg.
I think it's a Super Bowl.
That one hit. So, all right, we have an Ashley Howard final.
18 of 20.
18 of 20. Wow. So you're alive, Hammer.
I got a chance. Let me say congratulations to Malik with the winning answer of NFL Super Bowl Sunday. All right, I got to go shoot. I got to beat 18 of 20.
All right, here we go. Right. This is it. It has all come down to this. Joe,
what do you think,
camera
Jimmy?
John, get that whistle out, John.
You think he can do this?
He can. I don't think he will.
I don't think he will either.
I think he'll get like 16 or 17. I think he'll put up a run. But look, there is an opening for him.
It's unbelievable.
How many practice shots are we doing here? How many practice? Just so we know when we're starting here.
Two practice
is
shots.
It two? Okay. So he's got two practice shots. The first one goes in. I mean, I will say, and maybe it's the shorter. Not
he's
even
starting
50
now.
In a row.
He
starting
wants to start
okay,
now.
Okay, this is it. He wants it. He's ready to roll here. Oh, he said, stop getting
the crowd.
He
and all his family members.
All right, here we go. Ashley Howard clapping for him. I know he doesn't mean it. It's very nice. Here we go. First one is good. Here we go. One for one is the hammer.
I'm not so sure that the whistling has any effect.
I don't think so. It has not worked yet. Yeah, as he goes 2 for 2, the hammer is threatening to do the impossible here, as it
Time
is a
out.
Shock that he's even there.
Here's 20 three, is an awful lot
three.
Of shots.
3 for 3 for 20. Joe DeCamera as the hammer. He can miss 2 and still tie. He can't miss 3 as he's 4 for 4 now as he continues
so
to roll here.
How do we
locked
get
in.
Him
I don't know.
Hey! Hey, Joe, come here for a sec.
Oh, 5 for 5. This is not working. The yells have not worked. He is locked in right now. This is the most locked in we've seen the hammer. As the hammer. Oh,
no!
We got a miss. So he's now 5 of 6. 5 of 6 there as he keeps it going here.
Hey!
Yeah!
6 of 7. Didn't work that time. Didn't work that day. Now the margin for error is very slim. He
Time
cannot
out, Gary.
Miss 2 more. It's up. It's good.
So what are we sitting at right now?
I believe
now?
We're 7 for 8, Mike Angelina. Is that correct? 7 for 8
right now.
We're
off the air.
It keeps going. No, we are not. Stop joking, Joe Conklin. Oh, what a roll! Wow, that was a close one there.
John Clark is trying to steal the megaphone.
We're on the radio. No megaphones into the radio. All right, now what is that, Mike? Is that 9 for 10 now? 9 for 10 for the hammer. He's getting the crowd into it again.
Oh, my God. He's firing up the crowd. Come
10
on.
More shots here. A chance to win. Oh, he doesn't get the bounce. Yes! All right, so the best he can do is tie Ashley Hardy. He has to go 9 for 9 here to tie him. The shot is up. Gets the roll.
He got the nice roll
gets
on that one.
Needs an 8 for 8 now. He has 8 more shots. Cannot miss. He cannot miss. Shot is up. Ooh, he's been getting some rolls. The close ones have been going his way. Yes. All right, he has to go 7 for 7 now. 7 more shots to go. And he nailed it. The hammer is really
you know, there's no rotation
in this thing here.
On this ball, yet he's getting rolls. Oh.
Roll again. So what is that? 5 for 5 more, is it? We're at? He needs 5 more. Is that correct?
Here.
I believe.
Oh, he's doing it. This is unbelievable. So, 4 more shots. Is that correct? Oh, he's 14 for 16, so 4 more. That's correct. Up, gets the roll.
Another roll with
so
no
he is
spin.
Now 15 for 17. 3 more shots to go. He has to make them all. The shot is up. It's good. Wow, the hammer. He needs 2 more to tie Ashley Howard. He got the roll again. How many rolls can this guy get? Here we go. The final shot. If he hits it, he has tied Ashley Howard. We will go to a tiebreaker. He nailed it.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Who saw this coming? What are we witnessing right now? All right, straight to the tiebreaker. Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas are coming up next. They're going to let us keep rolling for a minute here. Here we go. Tiebreaker. Are we doing practice shots here? No practice shots or diving right in? Diving right in?
We're
three
doing
shots.
Three
We're going
free
right
throws.
In. Here we go. Ashley Howard's 3 shots. The first is up. Oh, he didn't get the bounce! He didn't get the bounce! It bounced out! Oh, no! Ashley needs to make these 2. He absolutely has to. First is up. He nailed it. All right, so one more. Can he nail this one here to put a charge in this and make Joe have to really work for it? It is up. It is good. So the hammer.
The door has been opened. The door is open.
3 shots to glory.
I can't believe this is happening.
This is the most shocking thing in the history of our show if he actually makes these shots. Here we go. 3 shots.
This will undo
everything.
Truth.
Here we go. Here we go. He's getting the crowd up again. First shot.
Hey!
It's good. Wow. Wow. Hey, folks, can you believe this? 2 more shots to go.
Oh, my.
Here we go. It's up.
Yeah!
Oh, he missed it. He missed it.
Yeah!
So there is a lot of pressure on this shot now, as this shot, if he misses it, Ashley Howard will win. Joe has to make this shot. He made it! Oh,
all
my
right,
goodness!
This is what's going to happen.
I
it's
guess
gonna
we're
happen.
Going 3 more.
3-pointers!
3-pointers!
They each got to take 3
Oh, well,
three
we
pointers.
Know Joe's going to... Joe's already got his out here. There, this is one practice.
One practice.
Ashley Howard. Ooh, almost nailed it.
Ashley. But it
almost
was...
Almost nailed
it.
All right, so this is it, a 3-pointer?
Oh, Ashley missed.
So you get 3 3-pointers, I believe. That was his first. Here's the second. Up. No good. He has hit the front of the rim. It's bounced out twice. He could not be closer to making this without it going in. It's up.
Okay, you made one.
I got one.
1 out of 3.
So Joe just has to hit 2.
But as close as you
can
get. Let's
hit it for Justin rebounding the ball underneath the court. Ready to go.
Yes, yes. All right, here we go. The hammer is on the line. He has got to make 2.
He does not look comfortable.
He gets 1 practice 3.
From this distance.
First one's up. His practice one's actually pretty good. It hit the rim.
Boy, there
wasn't him, but he hit the rim. So here we go.
It's
this
like
is
a knuckleball.
This is real. I know. Here we go. Here we go. The first one is up.
Hey.
Oh, he almost got the bounce. I thought all day he's been getting the bounces. So
how
close
in the
up the
world?
Front of the rim. So here we go. He's got to make this one, have a chance to win this tiebreaker right now. He's got to make this one. It's up. He missed it. Uh-oh, this is it.
Oh,
it comes down to this.
That was a hellacious brick.
Ashley Howard has
a
chance to prevail on the 3-pointers. This is it. The shot. It's up. He missed it! He missed it! It is over! Ashley Howard, thank the Lord!
Ashley Howard, thank you!
Let's hear it for Ashley Howard, ladies and gentlemen, our champion.
Ashley
Howard. 2024 WIP Full Court Frenzy.
And you know what?
Ashley Howard, hey, let's thank everybody being out here today. Great crowd. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you to Coaches Versus Cancer for all you do year-round to try to raise money in the fight against cancer. We thank the Villanova Wildcat, and we thank the Villanova Wildcats for hosting us today. We thank all the wonderful people, including, let's give a shout out to Allie from Coaches vs. Cancer, huge in helping put this together. Final reminder during our show, donate at phillycvc.org, phillycvc.org. And also, we'll see you tomorrow on opening day. Joe and you are up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.